Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Midnight Audio Theater, the weekly show where we bring you new and original audio dramas, be they adventure, mystery, sci-fi, or comedy. I'm your host, Kathy Ranella. And welcome back, folks. It is week 4 of our series run here at Midnight Audio Theater, and we're running 2 episodic shows back-to-back, one from Decoder Ring Theater and another from Final Ruin Productions. This marks our halfway point for both series, so there'll be plenty more of these stories coming in the next few weeks, so we hope you enjoy them. Tonight, however, we do have a new announcement before we start, particularly for those in the Central Ohio area. Now that our MAT feature scripts have been chosen, it's time to start finding people to help bring these stories to life, and that means you. That's right, it is audition time, and we have 2 ways for you to do it. Option 1, in person. On Saturday, March 5th and Sunday, March 6th, we will be at the German Village Meeting House at 588 South 3rd Street in Columbus from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. We'll be listening to monologues, or we have lines to be read from this year's scripts. As in years past, we will be sitting in with the Actors Theater of Columbus as they hold tryouts for their summer season at Schiller Park. So if you're already trying out for Actors Theater, you're set. Just fill out an additional application form and you're ready to go. If not, let the good folks know at check-in that you're there for audio drama auditions only, and we'll get you sorted out right away. Now, these are the only live auditions that we'll hold for Midnight Audio Theater. So if you can't make it that weekend, or if doing it live just seems a little intimidating, there's always option 2, by email. You can send us an email with your info and an audio sample of yourself in place of a live audition. We'll be looking for your contact information, your availability for April and May, any character preferences you may have, and a resume if you have one available. Also, we're looking for a sample recording, either a short monologue of your choosing, a voiceover reel if you have one, or you can read some of the character lines which we've provided on our website. You can also find a reference page of story synopses and characters on our website as well. For anyone looking to send in email auditions, you should really check out our page at midnightaudiotheater.com for more information about preferred audio submission formats as well as length. Submissions can be sent to midnightaudiotheater@gmail.com, and the deadline for the email auditions is Saturday, March 12th at 11:59 Eastern Standard Time. Once again, look to our audition page at Midnight Audio Theater, and that's it. All right, did we throw enough information at you all at once? If you didn't get all of that, we have info for both ways of auditioning available at our website, midnightaudiotheater.com. So go check it out after the show. And speaking of show, let's get back to some audio drama, shall we? Tonight, we're starting things off with more of Decoder Ring Theater's Dak Gibson, followed by Final Ruin Productions' The Cleansed, Season 1, Episode 4, The Hermit. Now sit back and enjoy. This is Dak Gibson and 2 Days on the Tundra of Terror.
Ace pilot and crack gunner of the feared Quasar Corps, he found himself drifting far from Earth's heavily guarded borders in the smoking remains of a damaged starfighter. That's where I found him. I control the Far Reach fleet. It's the mission of my commanders and their interstellar rocket ships to explore, to discover, to defend. Now he's one of them, soaring beyond frontiers of the galaxy never before seen by Earthling eyes. He is...
Dak Gibson, Far Reach Commander! Tonight's episode, Dak Gibson and 2 Days on the Tundra of Terror.
Come on, boys. Get us there before we all become ice sculptures out here. I can barely see through this white haze, Control.
Just follow your beacon locator and trust the Wallums to do the rest, Dak.
The only Earthling who still trusts his life to a sled is Santa Claus, and his is pulled by 8 reindeer, not a pair of 600-pound sheepdogs.
Sheepdogs? Accessing database. Ah, a breed of mammalian canine. Actually, Deck, Wollums are closer in classification to the subfamily of Earth rodents known as hamsters.
You've gotta be kidding. Hamsters?
Much larger in size, of course.
Of course.
Their large cheek pouches allow them to store not only food, but heat. And then they distribute it throughout the rest of their bodies. It makes them ideal transportation in this type of climate.
They may be ideal, but I leave a lot to be desired. I'm a pilot, not an Inuit tribesman.
Inuit? Accessing human cultural database.
Never mind that, Control. I just meant that this is one vehicle I was never trained to operate.
There was little choice, Deck. None of the far-reach fleet's terrain rovers would be able to function in such a harsh environment. I doubt any machinery could.
You've got me there. I've known cold before, but this is like nothing we have on Earth. Although I can't feel it inside this inversion suit.
I've designed them to keep you a constant 4 Zan. 74.5 degrees in human measurements. What you would call balmy, I believe.
You've certainly devoured the human dictionary, Control.
34 of them, actually.
I'm having trouble pinpointing the source of the distress beacon the Far Reach One picked up. It keeps jumping around.
Perhaps whomever's activated is moving, Deck.
I'm not so sure. The pattern is very broad and very erratic. They'd have to be a Nisibian leapfrog. Have you been able to decipher the signal's origins any further?
It's a very primitive form of communication, like nothing in the Far Reach database. But it is most certainly a distress call. I'll keep working on it, Deck.
Whoa, boys!
What's happening, Deck?
Something's got the Wallops spooked. They've stopped dead, and they're getting herky on me. Easy, big fellas. Easy now. Control, my proximity alert just went off. I'm not alone out here.
Have you closed in on the source of the distress signal?
No, I...
Deck?
Control, I'm under attack down here.
By who?
It's not a who, it's a what. Some huge creature just blindsided the sled. Knocked me clear. It's tearing into the Wallops.
It was impossible to take life readings, but our survey of the planet suggested that the possibility of it supporting life was less than 0.05%. Virtually nil.
Visibility is zero. I can't draw a bead on the thing. I might hit the Wallops.
Did you destroy the creature, Deck?
No. I just used my atom splitter to cut the reins. Give the Wallops a fighting chance against this thing.
Wallops are considered dangerous pack hunters, but they aren't naturally vicious.
Damn it all! It's killing them! I've got no choice, Control. I'm moving in.
Deck, are you all right? Deck? Report.
It's retreating into the storm, Control. I'm all right. Barely.
Are you damaged?
I'll live. That second blast from my atom splitter should have vaporized its entire torso. It must have armor like a rocket ship hull.
If the creature is indigenous, it would have to be extremely well insulated to survive the conditions of the planet.
Well, it's killed one of the Wallops. The other is badly injured.
Will it live?
I've got more immediate problems, Control. That thing tore a hole in my inversion suit.
I'm reading a sudden drop in the suit's interior temperature. It's not just a tear in the insulation, Deck. Your heating system is severely damaged. You won't have any way to repair it out there. You will have to get back to the landing pod.
Well, short of pulling the sled myself, that's going to be difficult, Control. The second Wallop just died.
Deck, you won't survive more than a few minutes in that constant blizzard exposed like that.
Believe me, Control. I'm already starting to feel the truth of that statement.
Is there anything you can do?
One thing. I just hope my skills as a seamstress are up to the task.
What was that?
My Tarkanian bayonet. I hate to add insult to injury, big fella, but right now I need that corded hide of yours more than you do. I'm sorry things went this way.
Who are you speaking to, Deck?
The Wallump.
How are you progressing, Deck?
I'm about 5 clicks from the landing pod. This snowsuit I jury-rigged from the Wallump's hide smells like 8-day-old sauerkraut, but it's keeping me from freezing to death.
Your improvisational skills never cease to mystify me.
Then this trip hasn't been a complete waste, I suppose.
Deck? You've stopped moving. Is something wrong?
No, I thought I heard something.
Is it the creature that attacked your sled?
No, this was... different. Never mind. The cold must be getting to me. Control, I'm back at the landing pod. I've got it inside and...
Deck?
Oh, my God.
What's wrong?
It's torn to pieces. Something's cracked it like an eggshell.
Is the damage from the storm?
No. There are markings. I'd almost say they were made by a machine, but the damage is too imprecise. They must be claw marks. The strength it took to do this is incredible. Control, I'm inside the landing pod. What's left of it, anyway. The operating theater's been gutted, the equipment's been smashed, my supplies have been rooted through and destroyed, and the extra inversion suits are torn to shreds. It won't even make decent shelter in this condition. I'm afraid my situation has just gone from worse to dire. We've skipped bad altogether.
Do you think it was the same creature that attacked you, Deck?
I'm positive. What I'm not sure about is how smart this thing is. What I'm looking at seems calculated. As if the monster is specifically trying to keep me on this planet.
To have survived on such a hostile surface when virtually all other life has long since perished? It must be extremely adept.
It's also gone a long time without a decent meal. I drove it off before it could eat the wallums, and I'm sure the storm buried them before it came back. I must look like a buffet on two legs. It's stalking me.
We've got to get you off the surface of that planet, Deck.
Well, I can't bring the Far Reach One down by remote. The atmosphere is too unstable. It would tear the ship apart. I had a hard enough time piloting the landing pod down through it.
The nearest fleet rocket to your location is the Far Reach 8, Deck. I've already rerouted it, but at maximum burn it will still be almost 2 full days before it reaches the planet.
2 days on this tundra with that thing out there? I'll either be frozen solid or kept nice and warm inside its stomach by the time the Far Reach 8 gets here.
What will you do?
I'm going to do what I set out to do, Control. I'm going to find the source of that distress signal.
Deck, you're no longer in a position to do any rescuing.
Maybe not. But if I'm going to freeze to death or be devoured by some abominable snowman on this desolate rock, I'm not just going to sit here and wait for it to happen.
I think this is a mistake, Deck.
It may have been a mistake to come here at all, but I've been through too much in my life to die for nothing like this. I'm going to salvage some purpose from this mission, even if it kills me before that monster out there does.
As I said before, you continue to mystify me.
You have to take the good with the bad, Control. The light is growing dim out here, Control. Temperature's dropping rapidly. I'm going to have to stop for the night and make some kind of shelter.
Is there any in sight, Deck?
There's nothing in sight, Control. This entire planet is just one buried slate of blank whiteness.
What will you do?
I'm going to use my good old-fashioned shovel and dig a snow cave.
How can you manufacture a cave with a hand tool?
Cave may be too broad a term, Control. I'm digging a trench in the snow, and then I'm going to hollow out a space at the bottom to sleep in. It won't keep me warm, but it just might keep me alive.
Where did you learn this technique, Deck?
Winter survival training with the Quasar Corps. They dropped us in the middle of the eastern Siberian wastelands back on Earth. Whoever was still alive 2 weeks later moved on to the next training course.
I suppose there are some acts colder than any planet.
I don't think those words have ever rang truer than they do right at this moment, Control. I really don't.
Are you unable to sleep, Deck?
How did you know I was awake, Control?
The vital statistics monitors in your inversion suit are still functioning. Your heart rate and respiration haven't decreased, and the neuronal activity of your fore and midbrain isn't elevated enough to suggest the paradoxical stage of human regeneration.
I'm sorry I asked.
Also, I heard you tossing and turning.
Don't you ever sleep, Control?
Not when one of my commanders needs me.
Then you must be very tired.
Are you frightened, Deck?
I'd lie, but I know you've got 2 dozen different devices to measure the stress levels in my voice.
Yes, but I would only need one.
Anyone who doesn't fear death either welcomes it, or they're more enlightened than I'll ever be. Sure, I'm afraid, Control, but I'm not alone. And that makes all the difference, really.
I don't understand, Deck.
This isn't the first time I've found myself stranded, facing the final curtain. I've rolled low-altitude striker crafts over the red rocks of Mars. I Wandered for hours with my oxygen supply in the red, no hope of rescue. I've had to eject in the big black. I drifted for hundreds of kilometers in nothing but my flight suit. And every time I was afraid of dying. But that was nothing compared to the fear of dying alone.
And you don't feel that fear now?
How could I, Control? You're here with me.
Deck? Deck! Wake up, Deck!
Control? I was dreaming.
Deck, your proximity alert. Deck!
It's that snow creature. The hollow of the cave is too narrow for it. It's swiping at me with its talons. It got a piece of me. But I think I'm all right.
Can you get out of there, Deck?
No. But I can teach this thing to keep its hands to itself.
Deck?
It's all right, Control. I just gave it a hit from my polarizing baton right between its furry knuckles. Gave him something to think about. But I doubt it will ponder for too long.
How will you escape?
I'm going to have to burrow out of here like a mole.
Is your suit's auxiliary oxygen supply still functioning?
Yes. I just hope it lasts long enough. Control, I can hear that thing behind me. It's collapsing the snow cave. There's no turning back now.
You're just going to have to keep going, Deck.
I have to put enough distance between us to dig myself up and out. If I get stuck, that thing will be able to walk over here and bite my head off at its leisure.
Unless it's burrowing after you.
Thanks, Control. That hadn't occurred to me. I think I'm far enough out. I'm going to try and dig myself out.
Have you broken through, Deck?
I've surfaced behind it, Control. It's still... it spotted me.
You'll never be able to outrun that creature, Deck. It's adapted to this terrain. Your species hasn't.
It's all right, Control. I have a plan, I think. There's a loose snowdrift over this crest.
It's gaining, Deck.
I only need to stay ahead of it for a few more yards.
Deck! Report!
It's all right, Control. I let it out here and atomized the patch beneath its feet, or hooves.
Is that your proximity alert, Deck? There isn't another one of those creatures, is there?
No. That's the distress beacon. I don't believe it. The signal is directly below me now. I found the source without even trying.
Be careful, Deck. You don't want to wind up burying yourself.
Once was enough, Control. Trust me. I've hit solid ground. It's frozen over, but I don't think it's all that solid, actually. I'm going to break through the surface. There's some kind of cavern below, Control. It's dark, but there's something down there. If nothing else, it may be shelter.
How will you descend?
The corded coat of this wallop hide is pretty strong. And there's enough of it here to fashion a long rope. It'll just take me a while, that's all.
What's down there, Deck?
Control? This is incredible. It's like an underground oasis. The ground is rich and fertile. Brown. There's no ice. Not even stalactites. It doesn't make any sense. Our initial survey of the planet showed that the entire crust was frozen. What the...
What is it, Deck?
It's a fountain. It's been built. There must be an underground spring, a hot spring. I can feel the heat from here. And there's... It looks like a garden. Plants and flora. Flowers of every color. And jewels. Natural crystals growing from the ground. The water's dense. I think...
Deck?
The water. It's alive somehow. It's taken shape. It almost looks female.
By your touch, I know you. I speak to you in your language.
Then I won't bother introducing myself. Although you could do me the honor of...
In your tongue, I would be called Shia.
Who are you? What are you?
I am the last. My brothers and sisters have long since perished. I keep their essence alive here, in this place.
Then, the elements of this planet are... were... intelligent.
We were born of the Mother Kor, and made guardians of her other children.
So, the voices on the wind. That was you. And the distress signal that brought me here, it somehow came from the planet itself.
Our equipment must have converted the energy signature into data it could read.
And it interpreted the call as an SOS.
I am tired now. No longer can I force myself to flow. I wish to sleep. When I'm gone, so too will this place die. You, who have found your way here, must help us.
There's nothing I can do for your planet. I can't reverse time.
Take what you can from here. Make it a part of somewhere else. Somewhere vibrant and alive. Make it live again.
Oh, it's good to be back aboard the Far Reach One, with all of my fingers and toes intact.
Did the samples you removed from the planet survive?
Yes. They're in stasis. I half expected them to start talking when I brought them on board. I can still barely get my mind around it. A planet with sentient elements.
What are you going to do with them, Deck?
Find a planet? Someplace warm. Someplace new. And plant them there.
I'll search the Far Reach database for a suitable planet.
Thanks, Control. And thanks for being with me down there.
I'm always with you, Deck.
In one way or another.
It's said that in space the cold is eternal, but as we've learned, some winters are far deadlier. Such are the dangerous secrets one uncovers when the mission is to explore, to discover, to defend, and that is his mission. He is... Deck Gibson, Far Reach Commander!
Deck Gibson, Far Reach Commander, Episode 4, Deck Gibson and 2 Days on the Tundra of Terror, was written by Matt Wallace and directed by Greg Taylor. Jonathan Lear starred as Deck, with Leslie Livingston as Control. Shia was played by Clarissa de Nederlanden. Your announcer was Michael Booth. This recording is the property of Dakota Ring Theater. The script, story, characters, and all other rights remain the exclusive property of their author and creator, Matt Wallace. Please join us next time for more adventure at DakotaRingTheater.com.
Final Rune Productions presents The Cleansed, Episode 4, The Hermit. Refuge Council Hall.
David, what you're talking about is madness.
It's the only way.
But we don't have the people.
We have the people. We have guns. We've lived shelled up in this refuge for 15 years, and what's it gotten us?
15 years of peace. That's peace, right? During the most chaotic times the world has ever known.
That's right!
Yeah, exactly. Hear about that, right. Yeah.
The world broke, but we weren't broken. But this, Prophet coming after all these years and turning the dwellers on us, it's too much. We can't go after Prophet, but we know where to find the dwellers. We need to act where we can.
We can't!
We can! I'm a soldier, I can lead us. What do you say?
Do what you gotta do, but you're on your own. Who wants to volunteer?
I'll go.
Oh. Chris, what? You just...
As far as I'm concerned, David's still my superior officer. I don't have to agree, but I can follow his orders.
This is poison, what's happening tonight. The refuge cannot be broken.
Listen to what he says, our very own doctor.
We're already broken. Come, any of you who will stand, we must march for what we cherish. Anyone?
David, this is not the way. We need to rebuild, not retaliate.
That's right.
You keep building. We'll be back soon enough.
Oh, I can't.
The woods.
Mom, wait up.
Come on, kid. You're gonna let an old fogey beat you.
Mom, we've been going all night.
Not as fast as they've been going. Look, this isn't playtime anymore. This is life and death. Whenever John's involved...
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just tired.
I thought, right? I raised you harder than that. Come on! What? Oh, Luke. I'm sorry.
Why do you have to be like that? You and David both.
Be like what?
You treat me like a little kid.
That's how you act, Luke.
This isn't easy.
No crap. You think it's easy for any of us?
Yeah, but you don't have to be so mean.
Is that what it is? You don't like getting picked on? If you think that's bad, wait till you see what you're getting into.
I miss my real mom.
I'm sorry we couldn't do more for her, Luke.
You never treat me like I really belong.
We can go slower. Is that what you want? Ugh. Come on, child.
On the river.
We need to call it. It's getting too dark.
Come on. Just give me the next bend.
I've given you 3 of those.
One more.
It's opening up. We're out of the woods.
Hardly. Quiet!
But that was...
Look, we need to get through here. This is a nasty portage. Paddle!
John, there are cars. They're everywhere. They're all stacked up.
Doomsday Fortress, we used to call it. Get out.
John, what is that?
It's a hydro mill. It's the bad kind. It's made out of old car radiators.
Who built it?
Someone you don't want to meet. Help me with a boat. Oh, hurry up!
I'm trying!
Push! Oh.
John, why are you doing this? This late?
Trying to get by unnoticed.
John, what's that?
Oh, it's new. What it is.
It's got barbed wire on top, John. It goes straight over to that mill thingy.
Yeah. Must not have liked me sneaking past.
John?
We have to go over it, will you?
There's barbed wire.
Got a leather vest. That should help.
Well, you came prepared.
Half of what I want, but a few things. All right. Okay. Age before beauty.
Huh?
That means I go first. You spot me. Sturdy.
John!
Nothing. A small gash. I cut my leg going down. I've had worse.
Yeah?
A little old to be jumping fences. Maria, pass the canoe. Around the other side there.
Around the hydro thingy?
Yeah, be careful not to bang it up.
Okay.
Come on, a little more, Maria.
I'm trying.
Push. Okay. It's arrived. These old towns were built rugged. Your turn, Maria.
Okay.
Just hoist it on over.
I'm trying.
Not so fast, Lassie.
No!
I knew you'd be back, Con Stealer. They get a whiff of the goods every Con Stealer come back.
John! John!
Shut it. I wouldn't go for your gun. I got a higher caliber, son.
You son of a...
Don't like your mouth either, boy. All right, no. In here, little lady.
No.
Yes, sir. No. Ain't seemed like a fine little piece like that in many a year. Seems funny shame to feed you to the pigs.
No.
Now, you don't get yourself in no trouble now, because I got a few chores to do, and it seems like I'm going to be up for the night anyway. You sit down there, and you think about what you've done.
Don't you break that gate! Get back! Back! John! Where the hell are you, John?
The Soup Underneath Corinth, a place of solace for those who find comfort in darkness. Underground, one can hide from the prying eyes and whispering tongues of the Republic. But one finds stranger things, too.
Back in the soup, after all this time?
Verily, verily I say unto you, whosoever accepteth the Lord Jesus Christ shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
For he who forsaketh sin and accepteth the Lord, the blessings shall rain down upon him. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I could barely hear that. I'm talking hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I hear you. I hear a wicked sinner ready to turn his ways. Where are you, son?
Here. Down here.
Sinner, I don't know what you've done, but you can forget it all if you're ready to take the Lord Jesus into your heart.
Jesus. Now that's a name I haven't heard in a long year.
He's been waiting for you. Will you accept him?
What does that mean?
It means you change your destiny. From suffering endless torment in the bowels of hell to a life in paradise. Everlasting.
That sounds pretty good.
All the good ones? They're gone already. For the rapture. I stayed here to help those like you along. We're stuck here till the day Jesus returns. That is the horror. But not forever. For when Jesus comes, it will be a beautiful day. The crypts will open.
The crypts.
Oh, yes. The crypts will open, and the dead will walk again, and the devil will be cast into the lake of fire. It will be a beautiful day.
The devil.
Tell me you don't know who it is.
The Republic. Yeah, I know. So you'll stand against them?
We will strike them down with the sword of Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Good.
So, you're ready to take Jesus into your heart?
I am.
All right. Then here are the words. What's your name?
Lucian.
Lucian. Well, Lucian, listen to me. And listen like you never heard any other words in your life.
Okay.
Repeat after me. Lord, I, Lucian, here and now repent my sins
and say I do believe in Jesus Christ and accept him as my Lord and Redeemer.
Lord, I, Lucian, here and now repent my sins and say I do believe in Jesus Christ and accept him as my Lord and Redeemer.
I do believe you bled and died to save me from my wicked ways.
I do believe you bled and died to save me from my wicked ways.
And today I accept your blessed gift.
And today I accept your blessed gift.
That I might live forever in paradise, in glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm glad I found you.
Where are we going?
We're looking for something.
This is a hard part of the soup. You sure you know where you're going?
You may abandon fear when you travel with the Lord Jesus. Come.
Don't move.
Hey now. Who is that?
Amos of the Underground, you are trespassing.
We mean you no harm.
Get out. This is my block of the soup.
Child, we are on important business. God's work.
I mean it. I can hurt you.
How can you? Child! What is that?
A steel shooter, and I can aim it at your eyes.
You don't know what you say, child.
I do. You'll hurt me just like all the others.
We're not here to hurt. We're here to free you.
Yeah?
To free you from the burden you carry, child. To give you to the hands of the Lord. He can carry that weight. Wouldn't you like that?
What are you talking about?
Tell me. It doesn't hold you down. Everything you carry.
You're crazy, mister.
For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do you know the name of Jesus?
I...
Come, child. Lay your burden down.
What do you want?
You just need to say a few words.
Okay.
And tell me this. Where did you find that steel shooter? From a train car, right? What if I told you that was mine? I would greatly appreciate its return. And so would the Lord.
Okay.
Good. We will feed you, you know. Jesus cherishes your soul. We can feed your body.
Yeah?
There's bounty for all in heaven. What's your name?
Amos.
Amos. It's a good name. Amos, how do you like cornbread?
Huh?
Baked fresh yesterday. Will you break bread with me?
You serious?
I'm serious.
Let me see that.
It's good.
You're not trying to poison me.
I want to nourish you, child.
That is good.
Amos. Now, you want to go to the next level, right? To be with Lord Jesus when you die.
Sure.
So repeat after me. Lord, I, Amos, here and now repent my sins.
Lord, I, Amos, here and now repent my sins.
I do believe in Jesus Christ and accept him as my Lord and Redeemer.
I do believe in Jesus Christ and accept him.
North, the barn of the pig farmer Tully. When the world fell, it was not inherited by the meek. For every good person who survived through wits and determination, there were 10 who did so by killing their neighbors. Tully is not an evil man. He's never killed a single person who didn't walk on his property first. And he's never eaten a single person either. His pigs, on the other hand, are incredibly fat and have a taste for human blood.
One hand and... God! Oh! No!
Pig! You like corn husk, don't ya? Corn cob too! Hungry, ain't ya? Too bad you gotta keep your appetite for something special. Real special, huh?
Where am I?
You shut up till I talk to you first. Let's see if you can answer my questions now.
No!
Tell me where you come from.
Ow! Please!
Haven't started yet, little girl. You know my pigs is hungry.
You're hurting me!
I wouldn't stick my hand in there. Oh, you got it now. You give little piggy a snack and he wants the whole meal.
My finger!
Come on, you dumb kid. Where'd you come from?
North!
North, huh? Hey, what is North? You live with that man? He your dad? Or maybe your special friend?
No!
You're too pretty to be loose in the wilderness. You come from good ranch. You still got all your teeth. No, not all your fingers.
No.
Quit your crying, girl. You quit it, or I'll give you something to cry about.
Why?
Why? Why you got to trespass on my property, little girl? Why you gotta go after Tully's corn? Tully, the only farmer saved the non-genetic before the war. Now everybody wants his corn. But you can't have it. None of you can.
Please!
I hate that word.
No!
Please, don't do this, don't do that, old Tully. All of them want forgiveness, but none of them don't eat the corn. If you eat the corn, what my pig's gonna eat? I tell you, it's one big circle. You can't eat people. That'd be cannibalizing. Some do it, but Tully don't. I ain't stooping that low. But if you get to hog to do the work first, why, there ain't nothing wrong with eating the hog. Now, what'd you go and do that for? I didn't say we were feeding you. You're too pretty. Old Tully, he could use a little missy like you around.
Get away from me.
Oh, it's me or the hogs, little girl. Which do you want?
Get away!
You little witch. You witch. We will eat you now. Come on, throw me! Show little girl why she ought to took Tully instead of you.
No! No!
Maria!
John!
Move, for God's sake!
I'm caught on a... Get off of me!
Come on, Maria!
I'm coming!
Get back here, corn stealer!
Come on, Maria, get down!
Oh. Hey, get off! Get off, I say! You know my sin!
Tully, help me!
You know my sin! Get off! Get off!
Back in the soup.
Just along here. I found it yesterday.
It stuck pretty well. Help me. Not you, Amos, the big guy.
Okay.
Got it.
Look at all that.
Guns. Hell's fire.
What do we want with all that?
To live in this world, we must wage war as the world does. Our faith will sustain us, but the guns, it'll make the others listen.
There's so many.
We need to carry what we can. I doubt these will be left here long. Amos, you know the quickest way to the surface, outside the city?
You mean towards the water? Yeah.
We're going to go there. You don't have to carry the steel shooters if you don't want to. But we'll need help.
Okay.
Okay, you start. I'm still looking for something.
Elsewhere in the soup.
My first duty as a follower of Saul was to take them back to the soup. Down the dark tunnels to where things shattered for me. Looking for the thing which we thought was so precious to John. Yet just like me, he left it behind.
Where is it, Zeke?
This is it.
where we were attacked.
I'm so sorry for that, though it was a while ago, wasn't it?
Captain.
Who are these people?
Friends, Zeke.
It was you, wasn't it? You told them where to find us.
Zeke, mind your words. We all feel upset from time to time, but we can't take back what we say.
They are. They're the soldiers.
Listen to me very closely, Zeke. These people, they take orders from me, not from anybody else. When I say they're here to support our mission, I mean they are here for you and me. Do you understand?
Maybe.
Let me show you. Officer.
Yes, Captain.
At all costs, protect Zeke. He is one of us.
Yes. Protect the child.
One of who?
The real force, Zeke. You'll see. But please, could you focus? Where are the goods?
Someone must have moved it. The car with the nuclear stuff. It didn't go with John. The others, you know, the ones who didn't get caught. They're still out here. Right? Maybe down this tunnel. This leads deeper into the soup.
Does this sound right to you, men?
I don't know any better.
Very well. Zeke, lead on.
Someone's coming.
Okay. That is our mark. Lucian, start pushing the cart.
Okay.
Amos, lead the way.
But you...
I need to address what's coming.
There's someone there! Stop! Stop! You listen to what I say, not your idiot reflexes. Who goes there?
Who do you think, devil? What's so funny? God will wipe the wickedness off your face!
Oh, come on, Paul! What is wickedness? You are here for the same reason I am.
I only wish to protect myself from your wicked people.
I thought the Lord did that for you.
The Lord has put these weapons here for the righteous. But his true wrath is not to be found.
Riddles, Paul. Stupid riddles. I'm afraid I don't trust the Lord. I'd like to look myself.
I wouldn't do that.
I've got 12 men, Paul. Don't screw around.
The Lord will protect me.
From a dozen men?
Yea. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
Paul,
I shall fear no
Paul! Open fire!
Amos, Lucian, are you clear?
Yes.
Then may God's holy wrath strike down these infidels.
Live by the sword and die!
Outside Tully's house.
John. John. All right. It's so peaceful. You can almost imagine it was a dream. Except... what happened last night? I'll check the house. Nice sign. Nothing in here is worth your life. Well, don't I feel welcome? Hello? Hello? Maria, get a hold of yourself. Whoa, look at all of this. What, Whoremill? All of these cans? I wonder what this stuff is. Oh, this place is a disaster. Well, the man liked his guns and all these screens. You were a nut, Tully. Hello? Who's there? Hello?
Hello. Hey. Hey.
Hello. Oh my God! Oh, what happened to you?
Please.
No! No!
Maria! 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 What's going on? Who's that? Maria! 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 Maria!
Okay, one step. Another. Maria. Okay, careful now. Come on, it's just a bit further.
Maria! Who's... Oh my God, is he okay?
I found him. He was locked up
in
there.
His leg.
I know.
Hey, help me put him over here.
Okay. That man was a monster, John.
I know.
Then why? Why did you bring me here?
Look, the world is full of monsters, Maria. I'm sorry.
Maria!
Mom!
Oh,
Maria, thank God! What happened to you?
Complicated.
John.
Sam.
What the hell happened here?
Sam.
Tell me! For God's sake, someone tell me!
In the soup, Saul searches for Prophet's treasure.
I don't like it, but I think he was right.
Then Prophet did make off with it. Everything. Well, no matter. We'll hunt him down. Zeke, my dear boy, are you okay? Zeke, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Oh, it's not your fault. Who could imagine the fool would have such a flair for the dramatic? The goods he destroyed were nothing. There's an opportunity to redeem yourself, yet you're not beyond the point of forgiveness, please. You can't imagine that I have such a hard heart. There's still plenty of ways you can make up for this unfortunate set of events.
The refuge.
Hmm?
That's where he said he'd go if he ever tried to run. The refuge.
And you know where that is?
No.
Ah, well, that may be all we need. Thank you, Zeke.
I hate him.
I know. And I love you for it. Come on, boy.
Visit thecleansed.com for full cast and crew credits, original episode art, character bios, behind-the-scenes video, and more. The Cleansed is a Final Rune production. Find more free audio stories at www.finalrune.com. That's FINALRUNE.com.
That was The Cleansed, Episode 4, The Hermit, by Final Rune Productions. Before that was Deck Gibson and 2 Days on the Tundra of Terror, by Decoder Ring Theater. For more information and episodes from these two groups, visit thecleansed.com and decoderringtheater.com. And that's it for tonight. Don't forget to check out our auditions. Once again, you can find info about auditioning in person or by email by looking up our page at midnightaudiotheater.com. And if you have any questions regarding auditions or just want to send us a message, let us know at midnightaudiotheater@gmail.com or by sending us a message on our Facebook page. We'll be back again next week with more Decoder Ring Theater and Final Room Productions. Same bat time, same bat channel. I'm Kathy Ranella. Thanks for tuning in. BBC World News is up next.